This is Lillian Bach greeting you from some 9,000 miles away in Nigeria, West Africa. I have many pleasant memories of the months spent at Northwest College during this past furlough home, but I am very happy to be back on the field again, working among the people to whom the Lord has called me. Due to the Civil War, I was not able to return to our Central Bible Institute down in the East, but I have been filling in here in our Northern Bible School with Ralph and Esther Cimino, who are also displaced missionaries. This is the Hausa speaking school, so because we do not know the Hausa language, we have to use interpreters in all of our classes. We had 32 students enrolled this year. This week we will be graduating 8 of them. We have had 21 women in the afternoon classes. These are mainly wives of students. In these classes, they've been having reading, writing, sewing, as well as doctrine classes. Perhaps you'd like to visit one of the classes to see what it feels like or what it sounds like to have to teach through an interpreter.
Any feeling of covetousness?
Yes, it's a meta. Okay.
After he tells us that we should be content with what we have, then he makes this wonderful promise.
The third year student interpreting for me was Inusa Wakshama. Let me take you down to the dispensary about a quarter of a mile down the road to talk with him a little bit, to see him at work. I see he's busy at the dispensary having the regular service for the patient. He was using the wordless book which we made in the third year visual aid class.
Another ministry Inusa has, besides helping in the dispensary, is working with the children, as Miss Doris Geiger has children's meeting once a week. Listen to the little folks as they sing.
Greetings from Japan. This is Brother Ito speaking. It has been over 8 years since my family and I left the coast of the United States to work among our dear Japanese people. But I count it a real privilege to take part in this missionary convention. May this tape recording be a contribution to the world outreach effort at Northwest College. As the congregation sing "Whiter Than Snow," they really mean it. Some were cleansed from evil custom of heathenism, some from immoral practices, and others from ungodly life. Every believer who is willing to dedicate himself to God. Marilyn and I have just returned to Mexico City from 2 months of teaching ministry at the Bible Institute way out in the Yucatan Peninsula. To us, it has been a wonderful blessing as we have conducted classes day after day in what we consider to be one of the finest Bible schools of our movement here in the Republic of Mexico. We'll tell you a bit more about the training program for young men and women in Mexico in just a moment. First, let me say a word about the music you will be listening to as we play this tape. I think the most of you know that the Spanish people love music, and it holds a very important place in their worship services. They sing with a spirit of worship and spiritual emotion that truly lends itself to the moving of the Spirit of God. They are also people that love the liberty and freedom of praising God out loud with the expressions that you hear in the background. It seems a bit fanatical, overdone. I invite you to remember this. The Catholic Church that still holds so many millions in darkness offers nothing to shout or to be happy about. But these people are set free, both from the bounds of sin and also from the bounds of darkness and fear of a dead religion. The lady who has been singing while I have been talking does not know how to read or write, so they tell us. This voice was once used to sing and entertain in drinking bars and cantinas. Now she knows the Lord as her personal Savior. What a wonderful blessing it is as she uses her voice in all humility for the glory and honor of God.
Speaking.
And Gladys Willis Croft. For many years, we have been ministering in Europe, mostly Germany. Shortly after our years at Northwest, we came to the Free City of Danzig before the war.
At the outbreak of the war, we returned home, and then, in 1950, were able to go back to Germany.
Among the many activities in which we have been involved is the Bible school. Let's talk to some of the students. The choir is singing in the background.
This is Peter Kuzmic from Yugoslavia. Peter has come to the Bible school and has learned German here. He learned German last year. During the summer, he went to England and got a pretty good grip on the English language. We'll have a few words from Peter Kuzmic.
I am thankful to the Lord that I may know him as my personal Savior. My father is a Pentecostal preacher, pastor in a church, the country in Yugoslavia, and he has had 5 sons. I'm the 4th of them, and my parents have had many problems with me when I was a child, when I was a boy with 12, 13, until 14 and a half, when I have had a personal experience and conversion, and Jesus has become my Savior. I have been really a bad child and a bad boy, and I'm thankful to the Lord that he saved me in my youth, and I am thankful to him too that I, as a young man, can know him and have the joy of life and have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And for what I'm thankful to him too is that he has called me to serve him and to bring this message of gospel to many other people, especially to young people who need him as savior too. And
one of the Bible school choirs will sing for you now.